Welcome to the Narratives Library. An 18th century heroine with superpowers, the author describes it as Pride and Prejudice meets Buffy. Part of a hugely popular series, in this read, the heroine is terrified of a secret inscribed on her fan will be discovered.
Helen felt a ripple of movement around them. People were edging back with sidelong glances. Were they moving away in deference to Mr. Brummel or disgust at Carlston? A quick survey of the surrounding faces gave the answer. It seemed Mr. Brummel's famous influence was not enough to make Lord Carlston palatable. Not yet, anyway. "It is always a pleasure, madam," Mr. Brummel said, bowing once more. Helen felt herself under his appraisal again, his curiosity evident in the slight lift of his brows. Then, with an elegant hand, he indicated Lord Carlston. "Lady Penworth, may I present the Earl of Carlston?" Aunt bent her neck in frigid acknowledgement. "Lord Carlston?" The Earl inclined his head. "Madam?" Lord Carlston was handsome, Helen conceded, in a hard, angular way that made the men around him seem somewhat effeminate. Yet there was a ruthlessness to the set of his mouth that was decidedly repellent. His skin was unfashionably tanned. Both Andrew and Aunt had mentioned he'd been on the continent, and the brown of his eyes was so dark that it merged with the black pupil, making their expression impenetrable. It was very disconcerting and gave him a flat look of soullessness, like the eyes of the preserved shark she'd seen in the new Egyptian hall. Helen lifted her bare shoulders against the sudden chill. How apt. There could be no soul in this man. He was a murderer. And possibly an abductor. She wrapped her fingers more firmly around the head of the fan and the miniature, just in time, for her aunt was turning to introduce the men. "My dear, allow me to present the Earl of Carlston and Mr. Brummel. Gentlemen, this is my niece, the Lady Helen Wrexell." Helen dipped into her curtsy, but did not lower her eyes as modesty decreed. Instead, studying Lord Carlston as he bowed. He was studying her just as closely, his gaze far too penetrating for politeness. For a long moment, they observed one another. Well, he could look with those dark, shark eyes all he liked. He would not find much in her face either. "Lord Carlston, Mr. Brummel," she said, rising from her curtsy and sweeping an aloof glance over both men. Andrew might have warned her to keep her distance from his lordship, but she could hardly embarrass her aunt by refusing the introduction, and it was an excellent chance to read the man. "I'm pleased to make your acquaintance." Carlston was still watching her closely. "Lady Helen, it is indeed a delight," he said, "particularly since we are related." "Distantly," Aunt said, her mouth small. Carlston smiled, and it held all the superiority of his rank, and yet irrefutably. Aunt Leonore's mouth buckled tighter. Mr. Brummel cleared his throat. A sign to Carlston of some kind, for the Earl immediately swept a calculating gaze across the far side of the room. Helen was sorely tempted to look in the same direction, but it would mean 2 points at a turn. Whatever he saw prompted no expression on his face. Lord Carlston gave nothing away. He fixed his gaze on her again and smiled. Helen fancied it was a look of a wolf before it leaped. "Lady Helen, I see that you carry a Vernie Martin fan." She clenched her hand around the fan, rivet and miniature, her own smile stiffening into a rictus. Of all things, why did he ask about her fan? Her free hand found the base of her throat as if its span could hide the flush of heat that rose into her face. "I am a great connoisseur of fans," he added. "Really? Of fans?" She kept a stranglehold on her own. "And do you have much cause to use them?" Mr. Brummel's shoulders shook as if he were suppressing a laugh. "Yes, do you, Carlston?" he asked. Aunt Leonore widened her eyes in warning. "Helen, dear, I'm sure Lord Carlston merely has an interest." "I do, madam." He was lying, no doubt of it, although he gave none of the usual telltale signs of deception, no rapid blink or hard swallow. "Would you allow me to inspect your example, Lady Helen?" "It is nothing out of the ordinary, Lord Carlston," she said, rallying a smile as false as his own. Why was he so insistent? But she could not pass the fan over. Whatever Aunt's quick eye found the portrait. "I'm sure it can be of no interest to such an expert." "A Vernie Martin is always out of the ordinary, Lady Helen." He held out his hand. Helen lifted her chin, meeting his challenge. "No," she thought, "no, I will not." For a moment, she saw something surprising in those shark eyes. Sympathy. Was he playing some game? "Helen, show Lord Carlston your fan," her aunt ordered. "I cannot believe you're serious, sir," she said, trying to conjure the same teasing tone that Millicent used with her many admirers. "I feel sure you are funning with me." "You'll find that I'm always serious, Lady Helen." "Show him, my dear," her aunt hissed, the real message plain in the tilt of her head. "Show him the fan so that we may be rid of him." He extended his hand towards her, his gaze steady and infuriatingly indifferent. He knew she could not refuse him. The discourtesy would be unforgivable, and her aunt would probably wrench the fan from her grasp and give it to him anyway. So be it. Raising her chin higher, she pushed the riveted end into his hand, pressing the miniature into his palm. She drew back her shoulders, ready for discovery. Aunt was going to be furious. He flicked open the sticks, the curve of his large hand cradling the end, shielding it from sight. She drew in a steadying breath, any moment now. He bent his head to study the painted panorama. Why was he waiting? He could obviously see the miniature. He had it in his hand, but he was not reacting. In fact, he was keeping it hidden. A very pretty fan, he said, but she saw the tiniest of creases between his dark brows. If she had to hazard a guess, underneath all that implacable control, Lord Carlston was aghast.
You've been listening to Alison Goodman reading from her novel, Lady Helen and the Dark Days Club. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.